Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Blass here. Bob's a good friend, long time, more than 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the outstanding classic Bible on online marketing, Foolproof Marketing. Also, Make Every Second Count. And among many other books, I don't know how many dozens of books he's written, and he's an expert in online marketing, one of the top in the world, and he's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have you back, Bob. So one of the things I know that you've got on your mind right now is content marketing.
Right.
Tell the audience what that means and how it differs from any other kind of marketing.
Well, I think a lot of them already know, but if you'd like me to reiterate...
I would like for you to do that.
Yeah. Copywriting or selling is convincing people to buy a product by talking about a product, its benefits and features.
And it includes a call to action, probably.
Includes a call to action. Mm-hmm. Content marketing is getting people to buy your product by giving them useful information, usually of the how-to variety, about the problems your product solves or the issues it deals with. For example, let's say you're advertising Mayflower moving. Sales marketing would be to run an ad saying, Mayflower is the best mover. Years ago, Mayflower ran an ad where they said, respond now and we'll send you a free movers kit, which was a bunch of pre-addressed postcards you could send to the milkman and the utility company to notify them of your moving. That's content marketing.
Right.
Selling yourself by giving useful
Or if you said, here's 10 things you can do to save you money with us.
Exactly. Or, no, just to save you money and what happens.
Or save you money before you call a mover.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the problem is the idea or the promise of content marketing is noble and good, but the execution today is bad. And what's happened is a lot of content marketers produce what I call Google goulash.
Before we get to the Google goulash,
yes.
I want to come back to something you just said. You said content marketing is still noble and good. I believe that there's another, you got to put another modifier on there, and that is, I think it's essential today, because the noise of advertising has gotten to the point where people, they don't even see it anymore, and what I think they're looking for is, you've heard me talk about before, Bob, they're looking for companies who they think are relevant to them, and I think they're defining that relevance by what it means to them, how can it help them in their lives, and so I think things that are popping out of the den of the advertising, the copywriting world, is content marketing. So I think it's not only noble and whatever the other word you use, but I think it's essential. What do you think?
I'm going to disagree with you, Lee. There are some companies that are successful without content
marketing. No. I'm not saying the other is not doesn't work. I'm just saying that I think more and more people are gravitating toward that.
I agree with that, yeah. And I think if you're a marketer, you're really making a mistake if you ignore it.
Yeah. Sorry. Good. So talk to us about what do you mean by Google goulash? What's that got to do with this?
Unfortunately, here's how a lot of companies do content marketing. They hire a cheap freelance writer off Guru.com or Elance or Freelancer. One of these guys you see on the internet says, "I'll write."
One of your competitors.
Not my competitor, because we're not in the same league.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I lost my head for a minute there, Rob. You're right. Go ahead.
You see these ads, I'll write your article for $5. And they say, all right, write an article on how to pick blinds for your windows. So what the writer does is they Google blinds. They print out five articles on blinds. They list a few facts from each article, and they create a new article. Unfortunately, the article they created has no new value, no new ideas, no new information.
It's derivative.
It's derivative. It's recycled, warmed over Google content. And that's not how to create great content. That's how to create mediocre.
Well, that's how even if a prospect stumbles on your stuff and decides to land there and read it a little bit, it won't take them long to realize, you know what, these people don't have anything for me. I'm never coming back here.
Yeah, they say there's no new ideas here. I've seen this before, and it doesn't do you justice. It sort of is a negative representation of you.
Well, you know, talking about getting an article written for $5, folks, here's the thing to remember. If something like that, where you're not really all that familiar with the value of maybe an idea or something like that, the way Bob sells his work, you may not be familiar with that. You got to think of it like if I were trying to sell you a 35-day dry-aged filet mignon for $4, you would say, "What's wrong with it?" Right.
Exactly.
So when you see some of this online resources for so cheap, just say, "What's wrong with it?"
Yeah, basically in anything, whether hiring a writer to write articles or hiring a guy to put a new room on your house, you essentially get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly right. So all right, wrap this up. What's the solution?
Two solutions. One is hire a writer who actually has expertise on the topic and can contribute original ideas to it. Can elaborate that on our next section if you want. And number two is do research like a journalist would do it. And I think you're heading toward a commercial, but I could, when we come back, give you a great example.
So, the bottom line is, how would you distribute this content marketing through on your blog, on your website? Would you tweet it? What would you do?
Well, that's another issue, and there's at least a dozen ways to distribute content. You just named two of the most popular.
Because the idea is you want to get this out in front of people that you know or that you'd like to get to know. Maybe they'll send to their friends so that people will see you as a contributor. You're willing to contribute first and contract second.
I agree with that.
Yeah, okay. Hold on to that thought. Bob, give us your website, please.
www.bly.com.
Bly.com. Check it out. Quick break. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.